B'tochen for Life, Shir 1225, Sunday, Parshas Bechukosai. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously as a schus for a shidduch. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem send them their zivug hogen bikariv, and they should be zeiche to be boina v'bayis nam b'Yisrael, l'shem u'l'teferes. We are discussing from the Ramchal, a pasuk in Tehillim, Emes me'aretz titzmach, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkof. David HaMelech is teaching us the mechanics, how to bring down the tzedek. Tzedek is the same word as tzedakah. We want tzedakah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send us what we need. How do we get that? Emes me'aretz titzmach. If we are truthful down here, if emes grows out of the ground, if we have true reliance, true tikva, true betachin, then it's tzedek mishamayim nishkof. And the Ramchal says when a person relies on anything, we have to do hishtadlus, like we explained. A person has to go to work. A person has to go to a doctor, rachmana litzlan, if it's necessary. A person has to do whatever is necessary. But you can't rely on that. The reliance has to be on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's emes me'aretz titzmach. It's only emes if it's reliance on Hashem. And anything else is sheker. And like we know what Chazal say, sheker ein loy raglayim. Sheker has no feet. When something is false, there's no kiyum. It's not lasting. Nothing comes from it. It might seem gishmak. It might seem powerful, but ultimately, it's false. And sheker is ein loy raglayim. And therefore, when a person relies on sheker, when a person relies on something that's false, when a person relies on something physical, something that he perceives can save him, he's relying on sheker. And sheker has no kiyum. Sheker does not last. There might be a temporary bump. A person might see temporary hatzlacha. But the truth is the only thing that lasts. And therefore, says the Ramchal, you want to have tzedek mishamayim nishkof. You want to have tzedakah, you want to have shefa from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hold out. Hold on to the emes. Hold on to the tikva in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which again, could either mean tefillah or it can mean bitachon. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to get back to elaborate how a person has tikva and what it means. But we just have to understand what our goal is. When a person hopes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he is being emes. He is living in a world of emes. And he does hishtadlus. And he does proper hishtadlus. But he relies only on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Such an individual has the opportunity of tzedek mishamayim nishkof. Such an individual, Be'ezer Hashem, be zeicha to see the Yeshua. Because he's busy with emes. He relies on the true source. And he doesn't get fooled by what many people are fooled by. He doesn't get fooled by the sheker. He does his ishtadlus, but he understands that the shefa, that the tzedek will come from Shemayim when it's emes. When we come to the Ribbono Shel Olam with truth, when we daven, when we rely, when we have tikva, when we're hopeful. That is true tikva, and that will Be'ezer Hashem bring the Yeshua.